Well, I always say at the start of the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, it's pretty much the starting pistol being fired for the whole holiday season. And due to a variety of circumstances, we don't have any senior co-presenters with us today, although we'll be joined by our media chambers later. We do have two absolutely brand spanking new midweek drivettes, at least as far as location reports are concerned, both reading public relations at the University of Lincoln. We have got the superbly talented Becky Morgan-Phillips. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we've also got, also from the midweek drive, Kira Osbrook. How are you, Kira?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, now I've had a wonderful experience, obviously, driving you both here, listening about your views and fondness for cars, fashion, and various other bits and pieces. This is your first time at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Showground. We've had a brief hi from Jane Southall, Chief Executive Officer here. And as you can tell, pretty much the exhibitors are just in the process of setting up, so they're going through that style of things. Your initial thoughts, Becky?
It all seems very nice. Obviously, they're still getting things up and running and stuff, but the smells alone are very, very nice.
Well, there we are. I see Smell-O-Vision, a whole new version of audio broadcasting. Kira?
Yeah, I think they've got a really good variety of gift shops and things, and the sausages here smell great. Like, I want one.
It's Lincoln, of course, and Lincoln's a sausage. It stands the test of all sorts of times. We're going to be chatting with some of the exhibitors as ever on our audio promenade. We'll probably have a few words with some old friends as well. We're standing actually just by the tree, and images will be working through the system as well. And you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location with the midweek drive from Siren Radio as Becky decides to actually dismantle the tree because she's liked it so much. In all the years I've actually worked with people, I've never actually had to destroy the tree, basically. But well done, Becky.
Okay.
I think it's a record to say that we are here for the earliest time in terms of the pre-setup for the Food and Gift Fair. And Sally Mundy, it's because we've been so impressed in previous years, we thought we had to get here at least an hour and so beforehand, not only to support Amelia with, of course, the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, but also what's going to be an absolutely awesome 2018 event.
Yes, well, you have won the prize for being the first here. But no, lovely to see you as always. And as you can see, everything is just about ready. We're an hour to go. We'll be opening the doors to the preview for the Food and Gift Fair and then open to the public tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock and Sunday as well.
Kira, of course, was devastated that the sausage people haven't quite started serving sausages, so she's been potated with some hot chocolate. But what advice would you give Kira and Becky? One is from London, one's from Ilkeston, that's in Derbyshire, I believe. What would you suggest they should actually be soaking up for their first ever Food and Gift Fair?
Well,
free sausages.
Well, I don't want to show favouritism at all.
Of course you can't.
All I would say to you both is eat and drink your way around this wonderful event. Over 150 stands and everything great about all fantastic Lincolnshire produce, Lincolnshire gins, all that sort of thing. So everyone will be offering you samples, so make the most of it.
Becky, any questions?
No.
Stunned by the whole thing. This is it. She wants to have an SUV vehicle in future years, but at the moment she's stunned. Amazing. Sally, it's been, again, awesome. Very quick from that point of view. We'll see you again in the studio, no doubt, very soon, or probably even later on this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Two of our midweek drivers, obviously Kira and Becky, are so engrossed in the hot chocolate, I've decided to actually sort of start off a few bits and pieces beforehand. And in terms of quotes of the evening, I think I'll just have to wait for my Santa hat to arrive. It's very much at the top of that list. And we're about to speak now to
Danny Mellor.
Danny, would you like to just share with us what you're doing here? And are you responsible for all these fantastic wooden productions with pebble lamps, oak bowls and so on?
Yep, this is a hobby that got carried away, and I just love it. It's the most relaxing hobby I've ever come across.
So are you a regular at the Food and Gift Fair? Is this your first time? I mean, I think we've missed you before, if you have been here.
No, I've never been here before.
We haven't missed you, obviously.
No, this is the biggest fair I've ever been to. I did the Christmas market last year and froze to death, and I thought, no, there must be better ways of doing it.
I've said for many a time, and we've been covering the Food and Gift Fair for probably the high end of a decade, really, that in many ways this is the starting gun being fired for the festive season. And you're absolutely right. It's a lot pleasanter being indoors than actually outdoors in a one-way system.
Without a doubt. With these, I have a lot of lamps for sale. And when you put a lampshade on them and you get a gust of wind, it acts like a
carnage.
Yes, so I'm very pleased to be inside.
So how can people get hold of these if they're unable over the next 2 days, the weekend, to attend the fair? Do you have a website?
No, unfortunately I don't. Basically, everything you see is everything I've got. I do it for a hobby. I don't do it for a living. if I did it on a production scale, it wouldn't be a hobby. So I just do it to enjoy myself. So I will start again in January for this time next year.
And just roughly, how long did it take, for instance, to do one of those lampstands? I mean, my rough guess would be about 4 or 5 days.
Yes, the biggest making the pebbles is relatively quick, not too long at all. But then you've got to glue it all together, and then you've got to apply a finish. And that takes time to dry. You've then got to rub the finish down, apply another finish. So yeah, 4 or 5 days is probably a reasonable.
I'm also particularly interested by these wonderful, how would we describe them? Are they mannequins? Are they small snowmen? Are they wooden men, basically?
They're wooden snowmen. I made a couple for my grandchildren last year, and they loved them. So I thought, well, I'll do that again. I mean, it's a time of year for that, isn't it? So, and a friend knitted the scarves, so I quite like that.
And they won't melt, of course.
No, they won't. You could put a snowman on the mantelpiece this year, next year, and in 50 years' time, you'll still be putting it on the mantelpiece.
Still walking in the air.
Yes. A plastic one will have broken many years before.
Exactly. Any favourites of this, or is that a bit like asking an author to choose between their favourite novels, really? I mean, I've got to say, thumbs up to the wooden snowman. I do like the lamp candles. Or do you prefer the more basic wooden bowl?
No, I like making the lamps. All the bowls, the snowmen, most wood turners will turn those. I haven't seen anybody else doing this type of lamp. I'm sure there are, but I haven't seen any, and I do enjoy making these lamps.
So as 2019 proceeds, and I know we haven't even finished with 2018 as yet, but will you be out and about on the road? Will you be at the Lincolnshire Show? What are the plans for if people are listening to this and, again, they want to get in touch with you?
I did the artist market at the Castle Square a couple of years ago, and that was good. I enjoyed that. And it's in the summer. I won't stand outside in the winter or in the bad weather. So I'll probably do the artist market a couple of times next summer, but really it's going to be for this show next year.
Well, we look forward to connecting with you then. Who knows, we might see you later on this evening. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
There are certain wonderful souls that we're always delighted to connect with, whether it happens to be the Lincolnshire Show, whether it happens to be the Countryside Links, whatever it happens to be. But Fudged Up is one of those that actually in 2018 certainly clearly smashed through all barriers and did all sorts of marvellous things. And we're delighted now to speak to the man behind Fudged Up, who is...
Phil Bushell.
Phil, talk us through some of these wonderful things here. Dark Choc and Baileys, etc. We've got two newbies here on Location Reports that were very excited when Sally Mundy said you might be able to taste things as well.
Good evening, everybody. Yes, we've got some lovely flavours this year. We've brought some of our favourites back. We've got White Choc and Oreo, Dark Choc and Mint, and some Malteser ones as well. We haven't actually got the tasters out at the minute, but we will be getting them out shortly.
I might treat them in any case to a bag. We'll see what's there. Questions from yourself, Kira.
Are you bringing out any new flavours soon?
We have looked at some new ones, yes. Some of the new ones we were looking at were... I'm just trying to think. You've put me on the...
It's all part and parcel of that. This is what happens when you think it's all there and suddenly the media land on a press night. It's unbelievable. Never mind. We'll talk you through it.
No, we are now, absolutely. So we looked at a lime vodka one, which was quite exciting, which we haven't done yet. But we've done some trials with some of our tasters, and that went down really well. And as I say, a couple of other ones that we are keeping secret. But no, as I say, for the new year, we will certainly have some new exciting ones.
Makes sense, Becky.
How do you sort of come up with these flavours? I'm just seeing milk chocolate and pink gin. Like, how does that happen?
Kira's gone very excited now with that sort of particular line.
Right, so the pink gin one was quite interesting. My wife decided about 6 months ago to give me a pink gin cocktail, and I'd never tried pink gin. I thought, wow, that's lovely. And straight away I thought, actually, that would work really well with milk chocolate. And we tried it, and yes, wow, it's amazing. And it's probably that, the Oreo and the Maltese are probably best sellers that we do.
Sense. Anything else, Becky?
No.
Styles. Okay, I've got to ask you a question then, Phil. I am going to actually work on the budget here, and I'm going to actually treat both Becky and Kira to one of these particular things. What would you recommend for them?
What would I recommend? Well, somebody's pointing at the pink gin one.
I did think that was likely to be popular.
I would recommend the pink gin, absolutely, yes.
Okay, and Fudged Up, original handmade fudge. Is there a website? Are there Facebook? Are there Instagram,
Facebook,
Twitter?
Yeah, we are on Facebook, and it's So Fudged Up. As I say, we don't do a lot on Twitter, but Facebook is our main medium for giving news and telling people where we are.
So fudged up on Facebook. It couldn't be better, really, could it? Is this the start of a whole range of things? I mean, will you be at the Christmas market, or is that a case of, no, that's outside, we don't do outside?
We've not managed to do the Christmas market this year. But as I say, you know, leading up to Christmas, we've got a lot of small events that we do locally based around Grantham. And Nottingham, so as I say, it will be a busy time for us.
And looking ahead to 2019, first shows of the season, will it be Countryside Links or will you be starting even earlier?
We start getting busy around March time when we do sort of Mother's Day and things like that, so we'll probably have a rest in January and then start thinking about some of the shows. But Countryside Links, yes, we'll definitely be doing. So
creative fudge, what's not to love? So the Pink Gin is one. What was the other one we're sort of looking for from this one of you, because we might as well go for the two option.
The two option, so the Milk Chocolate Orange is really nice, or the firm favourite, Malteser.
Are you a firm favourite person?
Yeah, Malteser.
I think that's clearly done and dusted. We'll do a taste test as well later. But for the moment, huge thanks.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
One of the great things, of course, about being here early and ensuring that we're getting people as they're setting up is, of course, that exciting thing of getting people as they're setting up. And I'm looking at a stand now, which is Treat Your Family to a Free Range Christmas. Of course, it can only be Red Hill Farm Free Range Pork. And we're speaking now to
Terry Tomlinson from Free Range Pork.
Both our reporters this evening, or associates, are keen sausage people, I believe. I think it's fair to say you were a keen sausage fan?
Yes, I am. I love sausages.
So what's the secret, Terry, to the kind of quality that you actually get with Red Hill Farm in terms of sausages?
It's the way that the animals are looked after. Everything's free range and kept outside. And they're reared slowly and leisurely, so they have a good time. And then all the product is treated with care, and it's done with loving by the guys at the farm and the make them. Just everything's just done naturally and slowly. Becky.
She's gone very quiet. Sorry, any questions, Becky?
We were just talking about how all the sausages look nice.
Very shiny.
Yeah, well, everything's been made fresh today for this evening, and that's why they've got such a shine on them. Fresh sausages have a lovely shine on them. Yeah, if they're dull, they're old. They've got to be lovely and shiny, and they have been made this afternoon, ready for this evening.
I love sausages, that's all I can say. But
you've blown their minds, Terry. I know you said you and the whole team are working very hard at present.
I do have a comment, not a question. I do think it is actually, you know, really ethical and really good to know that the animals aren't suffering or anything like that. And, you know, it's all, like, I can't think of the word, it's all moral. It's all morally done.
Yeah, well, I say everything is produced by ourselves on the farm. We grow all our own corn and mill and mix all their own feed, so we know exactly how the pigs are reared, we know exactly what we feed them, and we produce everything ourselves on the farm, all the bacon ourselves, the pies and everything is produced on the farm, so if the customer comes along, we can confidently tell them exactly how everything's been done and what's in it. So,
what do you feed your pigs?
It's just a cereal based diet, so it's wheat, barley, soya beans, and vitamins and minerals, and there's absolutely nothing else in it. And we use, which is very important these days, we use no antibiotics whatsoever.
Particularly essential given the antibiotic scare that they're fed through the food chain, the impact on humans as well. So that's a whole new routine. It's good to know, though, Terry, that the whole notion of think farmyards rather than food miles is very much being put into practice by Red Hill Farm.
Thank you, it is, without a doubt. And food miles is another very important thing. As we all know, we look at the news and see what's happening to the globe these days, and things like food miles and anything like that are so, so important.
Red Hill Farm, presumably around on the internet and the web as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Look on our website. It's a fantastic website. It tells you everything what you need to know about Red Hill Farm and what produce you can get for your Christmas.
Well, I know you'll have an awesome food and gift fair, so we wish you all the very best. Happy holiday season. And yes, more power to you, Terry, and the team.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
Sometimes you think family feuds have no place at Christmas. And in this particular instance, we've got an instance where we've got a superb, I mean, I think it's fair to say, Becky, we've got some absolutely fantastic craft here.
Yeah, it all looks really nice. Is everything handmade?
Yes, all handmade ceramics.
Handmade by your daughter, I believe.
They are made by my daughter.
Currently eating an apple, but that's okay. It's a way forward from that perspective. On to Kira, thoughts from yourself.
How do you come up with the designs?
No, that is up to my daughter to say.
She's backing off. If she gets any further, she'll be out of the building, actually. But that's okay. How long have you actually been exhibiting at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair?
This is our first time here with it, yes.
So have you been here before as a sort of visitor? It's all new, though.
It is all new, yes.
And is the company relatively new?
We've been going a couple of years now, yes. Okay.
So what's your own favourite? I mean, you know, without embarrassing your daughter, is the one here which you say, that's the one which actually you did really well there?
Well, I did get a necklace for my work, so, yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
And tips as well, presumably, you know.
Yeah.
Parents are very difficult to bring into the world. It's understandable. Promoting your daughter, which is fantastic. How can we actually reach you online? Is there a web address? Is there a place we can go to?
There is a website, TaylorMadeCeramics.
And that's Taylor, TAYLOR?
It is.
Made Ceramics. Absolutely fantastic. We might actually sort of send some of our reporters back to see if we can catch your daughter over the next day or so. We'll see, but it could be a challenge.
Yeah, best of luck on that.
Now, we are continuing our little audio promenade, and Kira, you've brought us to a complete standstill because you said the word snow globes.
Yes.
Are you a keen snow globe fan?
Yes, I am. I'm an absolute collector for all the snow globes.
So what is it in particular about this phenomenal series of things here?
It's the glitter, and it's how when you shake them, it's like a new, different world. That comes, to put it in like a metaphorical way, it's like it comes alive.
I see we've got musical snow globes, you've got large musical snow globes, and indeed you've actually got
the train goes round on this specific one. Basically, it's got a Christmas tree in the middle and it comes out of the snow globe, and it's got a little train in the train, and when you shake it and it's got musical tune that it plays, but anyway, the train goes round
and round and round.
It's a beautiful, it's amazing.
Becky, I mean, were you aware of this snow globe fascination that one of your colleagues in the public relations program at the University of Lincoln actually had?
No, I didn't think it was this bad. I like snow globes as much as the next person, but clearly not as much as Kira.
Kira's this is a specialist masterman subject, obviously, in terms of snow globes. We don't actually have anybody who's standing behind the snow globe area to actually talk to, so we might have to return to find out a bit more detail about this. Yes, you I can see you're very impressed with the Santa-themed snow globe in every sense of the word.
It's amazing.
You're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio, or Royal Radio on Siren Radio, as far as I'm aware. Amelia, we promised to be doing this for quite some time, and you, as it is your show with the Lincoln New Theatre Royal, have brought us to the Lincolnshire Showground for this fantastic edition of Royal Radio.
I have indeed. Thank you for joining me.
Well, we also welcome two newbies who might well be reviewing things as 2019 progresses. That's Kira and Becky.
Hello.
Hi.
I see they're working through that process. Sadly, illness seems to have taken out Tessa Snart, Ben Lewis, and indeed Eva McDonald. So we just have to carry on, really.
Yeah, we'll just have to carry on. It's radio.
We had a chat with Sally Monday earlier. She's very excited about this. But I see you've got two fine folk. Both of whom we've spoken to before. Lester, of course. Lester, I kind of view you as basically the heavy artillery in terms of the staffing at the New Theatre Royal. You know, if anything really needs to be done, you are the kind of the strong arm of the management.
I would not really, because we're a whole team, so everybody's part of the team. That's what the theatre is about now. There isn't just one strong person or anything. As I say, we're just a big, happy family. So
there we are. You see, he's staying to the company line there, obviously, Amelia. And we spoke about, obviously, the concerns that we had about whether Ruby's minder here, of course, who's the fabulous Leslie, whether she was actually getting her proper outfit. Has she got a proper outfit?
She's wearing the fleece. Yes.
I have my fleece. I'm happy I have my fleece.
Is the fleece everything you were looking for?
It's more than I was looking for. Just like the logo on it now, and we'll be made up.
Logos. Always complain.
She said it now. I need to do it then.
Okay, so would you like to just talk us through, Amelia, basically, for the benefit of Becky and Kira, the joys of what you've got here, and how obviously Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is the must-attend event.
So we're at the Food and Gift Fair because it's a not-to-be-missed event, obviously. But we have Ruby Royal, our little golf buggy. We have Leslie and Lester. And we have some information about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which is open in about a week's time. So it opens on the 7th of December. So I've left everybody to it at the theatre. And it's a not mayhem, it's organised chaos. But it's a lovely atmosphere as the build-up to the panto starts.
Okay, so what advice would you give these two fine folk who, when we obviously had originally come along to actually help you set up, we were sitting in completely the wrong place, having hot chocolates, as we were thinking, they're very late here, it's unusual from that point of view. I did actually send you a text, but I think I sent it to Amelia Highfield as opposed to Amelia Chambers, so who knows whether that line has caught...
Who knows where that's gone?
Exactly. Anyway, it is the Royal Radio Show. Would you like to quiz Becky and Kira about what they're going to be doing for us in the new year?
Yeah, of course. So, you've both got a keen interest in theatre, I would hope.
Yeah, I love theatre. I love pantomimes especially.
I mean, I come from a theatre background, so yeah.
Sound perfect then.
Well, we like to think so. Practically perfect.
Yeah, practically perfect. Well, we're just about to launch our spring season, so the brochures are going to be hopefully here on Monday, and within that you'll find pantomime again. So we have our Christmas pantomime, which runs to the beginning of January, but then we have an Easter pantomime which is called The Wizard of Oz.
I love The Wizard of Oz. I can't see that spontaneous reaction. It's phenomenal, wasn't it? Would you like to say it again, just see if they get to have the same sort of thing?
The Wizard of Oz.
You're supposed to do it again.
Yeah. Not quite as strong the second time around, but what the heck.
No, so we have that. We've got live music, we've got family shows, we have ballet, we have opera, we've got films. Yeah, so Leslie's nudging me, saying we do have movies at the Royal as well, because we actually have a full-size cinema screen, which takes the auditorium as well. So we have Christopher Robin, we have the new Mamma Mia film as well. So they are, basically, it's filling some the theatre most days. I don't think there's that many days in the year where we actually haven't got something going on, so yeah.
I was thinking, Leslie, you might have been the statistical genius there. And actually, but no, Leslie had actually decided to go into a transcendental meditative state there and say, where am I? Where's Ruby? What place is this? It's all good.
No, I was thinking when we have a couple of weeks, maybe in August, when other jobs can get done. So sort of not dark, but that's when we tend to have the films through the day rather than have an evening show.
So you're saying that in many ways the new Theatre Royal Lincoln is the equivalent to the windmill in the 1940s? Without the nudes, obviously.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You're too young to remember that. I mean, Lester, on the other hand, might possibly remember. No, he's denying everything. It's understandable, etc. We're getting lots of gesticulations.
We just found somebody who we used to,
from
like...
From our childhood.
From our childhood,
is
yeah.
Barney? Is it Barney? Yeah, so he's causing quite a stir in Lincoln, actually. So Barney Harwood, who is... he used to be a Blue Peter presenter, and he is our huntsman in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and I think you've interviewed him, actually.
So. A man with his chopper.
Yes, that man with his chopper. And he's absolutely fantastic. He will be singing, acting. It'll be, I think, him and Chris, who's another TV presenter, are going to be...
He does the idents for Royal Radio, I believe.
Yes, yeah, he is brilliant. We've got a brilliant cast this year.
For a moment, I thought it was Barney the Dinosaur, but obviously I was mistaken in that particular line. Clearly, just the very tangible holding of the actual leaflet brochure is exciting you.
A different thing. This is Sooty.
Sooty and Sweep. Another childhood favourite.
So, as you can tell, Amelia, we don't need Sue Royce or our young dear.
No, not at all. I did think we've got lots of family-friendly shows, and I thought neither of you would be interested. But, however, we have the Sooty show.
That suits...
I'm a child. I'm definitely a child at heart.
It's a lot better.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about higher education and indeed where we're going to these days, because I could be shooting myself in the metaphorical foot. So what are you going to be doing today? I mean, Ruby here obviously is the vehicle, and she's looking in fine fettle. Clearly she won't be actually moving around over the next 2 days, or will she?
No, not well. Maybe if Lester gets the keys, but she's not supposed to be.
Nice.
We'll see.
Lester sometimes just gets carried away. I mean, Lester, we talked about this before, outside the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, and you must feel very proud about how the whole thing's developed, under, obviously, the auspices of Natalie and Amelia and so on.
Yes, I am. I mean, the way the theatre's come on in the last 2 years is absolutely amazing. And basically, it's all down to our customers. because without them coming back again and repeat business, it's just fantastic. And
the customers all say it's all down to Amelia Chambers. I know, I've heard it on good authority. Sorry, it's just, yeah, somebody has to promote you, Amelia.
Yeah, just promoting me. I think it's a team effort. I'll just say what Lester said. It is a fantastic atmosphere, and I think once people step through the doors and they see a show, then it's quite addictive. And we do have a fantastic return customer rate, so people see something and then they will come and see something completely different as well, because we have such variety, so it's good.
And I think a lot of it is the customer service that we offer now as well. So we're very minded, if people we get return customers, that we're very orientated to calling them by name and welcome them by name and that, and they really appreciate that as well. So there's nothing we go above and beyond, and we love doing what we do.
Kira, what do you look for in a theatre performance? What are the kind of key things when you go there which sort of makes you encouraged and sort of thinking, yeah, I want to return? Is it customer service? Is it warmth? Is it seating?
I think it's more in seating, and then also the atmosphere and what it brings. But I love humour in loads of like pantomimes and things I watch. It's mainly pantomimes I watch and musicals, like Mamma Mia. That was amazing. But no, it's mainly the atmosphere that like the actors can bring to like the audience. So it's more the interactiveness, if it has
interactiveness, Amelia. I realise we're doing an online survey here during the midst of the show, not so much online. Becky.
I would say the same. I like stepping into a theatre and just feeling like I'm in like a very welcoming environment. Every time I go and watch any sort of show, really, I like just the excitement that's coming off of the audience. And then when it finally starts, everyone's just sort of really immersed into whatever world it is. I like that sort of immersion of it.
Yeah. So the views there of Kira, pantomimes and musicals only, and Becky, any kind of show really, Morgan Phillips. Does that help at all in terms of, you know, giving a sort of finger in the wind sort of notion in terms of where you're going to strategically place the next 5-year plan?
I think that just follows what we've just said, though. I think it is a great atmosphere in the theatre, and when people do perform on the stage, they say it's great to perform on that stage because it's 475 seats, but it's quite a homely feel when you're performing on there, and it seems quite a vast stage, and then when you actually look out onto the auditorium, it feels quite cosy. Yeah. So I think you will get that when you come to the theatre, and the interaction as well, because it's quite a small theatre, it's quite easy for the actors to see everybody. You can see every face. That's good.
Are you ready for your first visit to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to the theatre, so
definitely,
I'm excited.
I'm up for it.
Well, that's positive. Bethany, in case you're wondering, is doing the march to Take Back the Night tonight. So just in case you're sort of saying, every time it's just changing things around. We plan for one individual, it all changes, but we keep the Royal Radio brand together. That's the important thing. We're going to get some idents from both Leslie and Lester in a few moments' time. And, of course, we need the photo shoots, don't we, Amelia?
Mm-hmm, we do, always.
So are you excited by the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs being only 168 hours away from launch?
Excited, a little
this
bit
time.
A little bit nervous. No, we are in a really good place. The dress rehearsals are just taking place at the moment, so the cast have worked away from the theatre in a church hall actually this week.
Is it the same church hall that we were in back in Easter?
Yes, that's right.
Good heavens.
So they
halfway up the hill.
Yes, just yeah, halfway, not all the way.
But there are actors, you can't go all the way. not on the first performance. I mean, Amelia Lilly would not be happy.
No comment. yes, they have been rehearsing while the backstage crew have been getting the stage ready, and then it all come together this weekend with some really long hours, but a lot of effort, and I think there's a lot of pride in the production as well, because it is an in-house production. The team are all working closely together, and it's kind of a good 12 months worth of work all come together, so it'll be a pleasure to see it on stage on the 7th.
Leslie, are you set for 2 days of happiness, jollity and promotions of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln at the Food and Gift Fair?
Yes, I'll do anything to promote the theatre and putting me by cake.
Anything?
Anything, apart from stripping.
This is being recorded.
That's fine, yeah. Apart from that, anything within reason, then. I'll rephrase that.
You've got your fleece. You need to keep the fleece on at all times. Otherwise, you know, decorum with it. And Lester, what about yourself? I mean, will you be on guard duty for Ruby and for most of the time?
Yeah, I'll be here with Ruby and looking forward to meeting and talking to as many people as we can.
Leicester says, we'll talk to anybody and everybody and promote the theatre and generally bore them with any statistics we can as well.
Bored with statistics? Surely not. The spice of life. Actually, have you got a statistic you might like to try out on both Becky and Kira?
That's a good question. Top of the head, when was the theatre built the second time round?
I don't know.
Oh dear.
Can I just have a random guess? I'm sorry if it is completely wrong. The second...
It's actually
125 years old this year. So we celebrated we celebrated our 125th birthday. Well, we will be in December. And we have a big party in January for a variety show where we're having 125 performers for 125 years. So that's a lot of people on stage, not all at the same time, but there'll be lots of names that are coming onto the stage, local and national, to celebrate 125 years.
And international, do that. Yeah, see, that was the sound of a quivering lower lip and a kind of an amazing sort of in terms of total silence. 125 celebrities on 125 years in that French company.
How many people can you fit on the stage
at once?
No, at once. Obviously not 125.
They go into Ruby actually, just behind you.
How many people can you fit on the stage in Lincoln Theatre at once? Would you say?
Well, that's a statistic I don't know, Leslie.
Just try to think. On the gang shows, we used to have at least, people on the stage. Now, if you go back in that, I think we've had about 70, 80, 90, about 100 cubs in that on the stage. But they are a lot smaller.
It's doable. It is doable if you squeeze.
She put the gauntlet out there that we'll actually lead everybody on the stage. I'm just worried that they were going to get to about 120 and then ask the staff to join us on stage, and I'm not
sure. You should be able to get 125 people on stage.
And certainly with respect to the equivalent of mosh pits, they could actually they could crowd surf. You could crowd surf, Amelia, I'm sure.
You can pitch that to Natalie, that we have a mosh pit in the theatre.
You've got shoulders to stand on and Ruby to sit on.
There's always a way. It's the Lincolnshire area. There's always a way here. Yeah.
We don't have problems, we have solutions.
She could almost be Vice Chancellor of the University of Lincoln. It's amazing. That's the kind of crack response that we like to hear. Again, a reminder, you're listening to Royal Radio on location actually at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair at the Lincolnshire Showground. We've been delighted to have Leicester and Leslie, LL.
LL, Team L.
And Amelia. Yeah. And of course, still amazed by the whole thing, I say, our two newbies, that's Kira and Becky. We'll do some photographs now, I think, Amelia, because we do that kind of thing, visualising the whole system and move on from that. Should we say break a leg?
Yes, let's say break a leg.
A one, two, three.
Break a leg!
Part two of Royal Radio continues, and Amelia, you have brought another legend along to not only the Food and Gift Fair, but also here to Royal Radio on location.
I have indeed, the glorious Sonia.
Glorious Sonia, I think that deserves a pay rise, Sonia.
Definitely.
Just put it past Natalie. No. So how long have you been at the institute that is the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
So I've been at the theatre now for nearly 2 years. And I work on the box office and also help out with marketing, social media, and admin role. So, yeah, a bit of everything,
really.
Kind of
multitasking Girl Friday without which Amelia Chambers' life will be just that more tough, more sort of challenging, really.
No, Sonia is absolutely amazing. Honestly, she is a saviour. Not only is she in the box office, she's helping with plan the panto and all of the children that are involved in the panto this year. Yeah, that's it. She's nodding like, oh, yeah, do that as well. So, she's brilliant.
So the old maxim, of course, children and animals, you've decided to ignore both of those. Presumably you were responsible for the little dog in the Chaos production.
No, not the dog. No.
There's a line that has to be drawn, and clearly that is the line of that. And what is it about the new Theatre Royal Lincoln that particularly appeals to yourself?
It's just such a lovely place to work, and everything that's involved and all the people and everything is just a great place to be.
Past CV, what sort of things were you doing before you actually joined the August Proscenium Archers?
Before, I actually worked in retail, so a bit different, but still admin-based roles. So,
and in terms of pantomime, obviously this will be your second pantomime, or is it third?
This will be my third.
Third.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you to choose any particular favourites, but any particular memories that you'd like to share? Obviously, we're just about to be in the middle of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but who knows, you might already have some memories from... You really want to buy a ticket for this? No, it's phrasing not to be used at the box office, obviously. But any particular customers that have ever sort of had interesting demands for where they wanted to be seated, etc.? Because, I mean, I think people at the box office, they often get a bit of a raw deal, Amelia, because sometimes, you know, it's a two-way process when you go to actually have a transaction and you're not dealing with a computer, you know, and people like, obviously, Sonia here, absolutely vital to help the sort of front-of-house setup.
I think that's what we were mentioning earlier about how our customer service is so important to us, and without the box office and that facility for people to come in, to chat to somebody, perhaps if they haven't been to the theatre before, we're more than happy to show them the auditorium, see where they're best seated, and Sonia's brilliant at that, at building that rapport with a customer and them, I don't know, just becoming more familiar with the venue, really.
So my question still stands, Sonia, and you can obviously change the names to protect the innocent. What has been the most interesting challenge you've had with customers wanting to book the tickets at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Oh, wow. I suppose a lot of people, they all like the best view, a little bit more leg room, closer to the stage. So, yeah, they all have the individual preferences.
And nobody's actually come along and actually said, I'd like to bring my ostrich along, is there room in the theatre for that?
No, not yet.
So I have to get Bernie Clifton in, because clearly he can actually sort of deal with that side of things. And favourite productions?
Wow, God, there's too many to choose from.
Good answer. On message answer like that. Too many to choose from.
Well, I'm trying to think what we've watched together. But I think we'll probably have to mention Children in Need.
Yeah.
Because Sonia and I watched that together and both were both crying at one point, weren't we? So.
Yes, it was very, very emotional. Proud moment.
Was it just Pudsey Bear that actually sort of brought tears to your eyes?
No, actually, the children on stage and the choir, really touching.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Sonia, to actually get a bit of immortality now in the same way that Amelia, Lily and others, including Chris Johnson, have achieved immortality, because I'm going to ask you to launch Royal Radio by saying that you're listening to Royal Radio with Amelia Chambers on Siren Radio. So after three. A one, two, three.
You are listening to Royal Radio with on...
We'll stop. This is a bit of a live rehearsal. You're listening to Royal Radio, Royal Chambers. You're listening to Royal Chambers on Amelia Radio. You're listening to Royal Radio with Amelia Chambers on Siren Radio. She's going to get it. I know she is, even if it takes all night and all weekend.
Royal Radio with Amelia Chambers on Siren Radio. Woohoo!
Exactly. A little bit of editing, but...
Just like Chris, wasn't it? Just as easy as that.
It was exactly... In fact, I'm clearly, Sonia will be the understudy.
Well, we haven't actually told her yet, but yes.
More power to you, Sonia. Keep on going. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Just like Superman or Batman sometimes are unrecognisable when they don't wear their uniform, Neil Curtis is wearing, for the first time since I've actually known you, Neil, over the years, civilian outfits.
Yes, no white coat or apron or trilby to this evening, no.
So let's talk a little bit about what, I mean, obviously tradition is maintained. Curtis is the first thing you actually encounter as we come into the Food and Gift Fair. What kind of a year has it been for yourself?
It hasn't been too bad. It's obviously the weather, the hot weather was sort of hit some sort of trade-wise with temperatures keeping things cool and things. So, but apart from that, it hasn't been too bad. Building up towards now the busy season near Christmas.
Well, with Kira and Becky here, we have one soul who's from London, another one who's from Derbyshire, amazingly enough. Ilkeston, actually.
Okay, we're going to teach them about real good quality Lincolnshire food.
Real good quality Lincolnshire food, ladies. Questions from yourself, Kira.
I'll come up with one in a moment.
She's thinking. She's staggered by the fact that you're not wearing your white apron, you see. Becky.
So what sort of variety of foods or sausages do you sell?
Lincolnshire's got a tremendous variety of quality foods. You've got the traditional ones, which are such as your Lincolnshire stuffed chine, which I call Lincolnshire's best kept secret, as well as the pork pies and obviously the Lincolnshire sausage, which is famous throughout the country. But also we've got in the competition which we've organised, Lincolnshire County Foods, and we held it last month. And we've got a few new products as well, which for innovations with butchers and bakers are always looking to develop new lines to meet new trends. And so one of the categories this year at the competition was food to go. And otherwise, we also put another one with vegetarian one, and suddenly won it with a stuffed pepper with halloumi cheese.
I love stuffed peppers. I was just saying, I love stuffed peppers.
I think you set off on a whole new tangent there. Kira, any thoughts from yourself?
Yes, actually. Are there any new trends of sausages? Because you were on about new trends, the butchers are trying to keep with new trends and things, so...
Yeah, I'm going for a sausage with gin, for instance.
Well, yes, it's interesting. The Hayslett, you know, those trends this year, Adams from Spalding entered the Hayslett with curry flavoured Hayslett and also with different herbs in as well. Yeah. So, you know, it is different trends. It's coming with a traditional product with different flavours to meet new markets.
Is there such thing or an invention yet as a cinnamon sausage? It's a cinnamon sausage.
I have.
This could be a copyright here, Neil. You could possibly have it. I have to get the contracts out if this is original.
I have tried a cinnamon sausage. I have tried a chocolate sausage as well. I did one, made some, a chili chocolate sausage for the Linkshire Sausage Ball a number of years ago. But it's just one of these things which are just for a fad for that evening.
That is very interesting. I didn't expect to get that response.
Kira, I didn't expect to get that response, and I've been interviewing Neil for about over a decade now. A chili chocolate sausage, Neil.
A chili chocolate sausage, yes, that's right. A small chipolata cocktail sausage.
I'm not even going to go there. not even on a recorded broadcast, but yeah, amazing. How was Dylan as a judge? Or did he not judge in the end?
He didn't judge in the end. He was unfortunately not very well on that case, but he was looking forward to it, but unfortunately had to pull out.
Maybe next year.
Next time, yes.
Next time.
But he came to presentation night and thoroughly enjoyed it, where we had the presentation of our awards of all the prize-winning products.
Well, Curtis of Lincoln, it's a brand without which the whole city would be completely left bereft, I've no doubt. And as you can tell, you've excited two fine first-year students here reading public relations at the University of Lincoln. Becky, are you a cinnamon and chocolate sausage aficionado?
No, not at all. That's disgusting.
Chili chocolate sausage. It's just something different. It's like when you find in fish and chip shops doing deep-fried mince pies.
Again, somehow deeply wrong, just as deeply the deep-fried Mars bar is.
But something does attract attention for it.
Not deep-fried ones, Kira.
No, they are. They're gorgeous. Amazing.
Kira does have a lot of Scottishness in her background, and I blame that for a whole grain.
I'm really weird, but just because I'm Scottish doesn't mean to say that I'm...
They'll be off now for the rest of the evening, Neil. We just sort of let them get to it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Curtis of Lincoln, as I say, maintains his whole routine. Will you be with us for Countryside Links?
Yes, I'm up there. Already sort of thinking about the date in April, so we'll be up there making Lincolnshire sausages there.
Which, of course, will be the first time that the Lincolnshire Showground will have had an event, possibly, post-Brexit.
Yes, it will. Be interested to find out what happens then.
I said I wasn't going to mention it, but somehow you can't ignore it, can you, really? Maybe you should actually offer some Curtis foods to, indeed, the negotiators, and it might sort of speed things along.
It might speed things along and get things sorted out, because it has been going on for so long.
I've just actually sort of had some fantastic news from the Appy Day Annie people, and, of course, we're speaking now to...
Catherine Sellers.
Catherine, I know you're going to pass on to another gentleman who's going to be speaking to us in a few seconds. But last year, of course, was it last year or was it 2 years ago when we first did a piece with you? Might have,
2 years ago it was the first time we met you.
Two English years, and Appy Days is literally going from strength to strength.
It is. We're very proud of how well we've done this year. In fact, Paul's had many different achievements.
And Paul has actually been on which media collaborative programmes?
He's been on BBC on A1's Longest Road, and he did a piece on BBC Lincoln.
It was something on BBC Lincolnshire. We went. It was all good.
Amy's Kitchen.
Well, you see, that's what happens when you do the siren radio piece to start with. Paul, just come over here for a second, if that's okay. Many thanks for that. 100% pure, 100% raw, 100% unpasteurised, perfect healthy thing. We have two souls here who, I think they... I was saying on the road up here that they need some nutritional advice here, and honey is probably the best of nature's aspects for anybody with allergies, anything from that point of view.
Natural sugar, no additives, 100% natural. Yeah, it's got excellent proteins, vitamins, minerals, everything your body needs. And it's all, 100% raw, pure, unpasteurised, and all produced by ourselves.
So far, we haven't had a live taste test for either Kira or indeed Becky. So what would you recommend for them?
I love Honey. Nice. I'll do anything. I'm like the bush tucker trial person.
Nothing wrong with enthusiasm there, Paul.
Well,
so,
as it happens, we've got some live bees for her to eat.
Kira, I thought you were a live bee person.
Honey, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Paul, they're in your hands.
Okay, so why don't we try you on some of the lighter, milder honeys and see how you feel, and then you can try some of the stronger, more aromatic flavours.
Blueberry honey, it sounds quite nice.
So we do a lot of pollination work. We supply our bees to orchards and farmland and things like that to improve yields and increase productivity on farms. And we actually go down to Surrey for the blueberries. And we target the blueberry flowers, and we get a blueberry honey, which is quite special, quite fruity. Yeah.
So, Becky, are you up for the blueberry?
Yeah.
Okay then. So what's the etiquette then, Paul, in terms of how do they actually taste this? Would you like to sort of just say how are they going to go about this?
As long as they don't double dip with the sticks, that's the main thing.
Don't double dip, girls. Do not double dip.
Obviously.
But, just grab a taster stick and try which ones you'd like.
Right, yeah. Well, Kira, stay with us while we actually go for this immediate reaction. We'll take a few photographs as well. The taster sticks are actually there. A good year, a good 2 years, clearly. I mean, happy day, the message is getting through.
We're getting established now, yeah. People are coming to us regularly. We're getting our name out there, and that's good. People are coming back to us, yeah.
Becky's gone for the blueberry, we can say that. She's going to actually try it now. She's actually sniffing it to start off with. So we'll see what happens now. And hopefully we'll have a little response here. So, Becky, the response is?
That's actually really nice. Do you know what? I didn't think the combination of blueberries and honey would... But that's really nice.
So, the different flowers that the bees collect nectar from changes how the honey tastes. So, we've not mixed anything into that. That's just how the nectar tastes from a blueberry flower. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Kira, what did you go for?
Sorry, the blueberry honey.
Thoughts on blueberry?
It's like normal honey, but you get the blueberry aftertaste. But it's so nice. I recommend it.
Again, obviously two more converts from the whole system.
Excellent. Every year we keep converting people. It's
brilliant. It's like a sort of mission, really. We should take some commission, actually, but what the heck? It's all that. Exactly. People want to get in touch with Pure Local Lincolnshire Honey. The best web address or social networks would be?
You can follow us on Twitter at @appydayhoney and our website appyday.co.uk. APIDAE.
A genuine Christmas elf. A genuine Christmas elf is here at the Food and Gift Fair. And I can finally use the line, is there exactly what the elf? Is there an elf and safety issue here?
I hope not. No, absolutely not.
Share with us Christmas puddings, fruit pies. We're at obviously the stand, which is
Lime Tree Pantry Foods.
There can only be one Lime Tree Pantry Foods. Now, as you can see, my two assistants have already been scooted off to see some of the range of things that are actually out there. I mean, I almost have to chase after them from that point of view, but we'll bring them back. Thoughts on Lime Tree Pantry Foods, please, Kira.
Well, in terms of pie, we'll go for pie. I've never heard of rhubarb pie before.
I've never heard of rhubarb.
She's from Ilkeston in Derbyshire. They haven't heard of rhubarb.
We don't hear of that kind of.
You've never heard of rhubarb pie? Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, big chunks of rhubarb, really nice and sharp.
Nice. I've only had chicken and mushroom pie, like the typical kind, and steak and kidney. Steak and kidney is nice.
Cherry pie is the
popular. Black cherry pie.
So clearly the fruit pies are at the heart of the whole product here from that.
No, I would say the savouries more than the fruits are the speciality with it.
Lamb pie. The mint lamb pie seems really nice. It's like a Sunday dinner in one.
That's what we say. We say that our minted lamb pie is a Sunday lunch in a pie. That's what we say, yes.
I'm sure we have spoken before at previous events in various ways. I know. They all tend to blur into one, really, from that point of view. But what would you recommend these two fine folks should actually try as a taste? Are you offering tasters from that point of view?
We aren't, I'm afraid. No, at the moment.
It's a press night. No, why would you? Sorry. That's okay. But what would you recommend in any case they should really sort of try from that point of view?
I would actually try the mince pies. And I would definitely try rhubarb pie, seeing as you've never had one before. Yeah, and we've also got some hot pasties.
Well, there we are. They've just gone silent with the whole thing. It was amazing. And are you set for the next 2 days, given that we're actually here at press night for the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair?
Yeah, we're here for the next 2 days. Looking forward to a good bit of trade. I say the mince pies and the Christmas puddings are really good value for this time of year. But the savoury pies are all well filled with meat. We always say you have to. We provide the meat. You have to provide your own gravy. It's not like the some of the pies.
I think very sage words in many ways, and indeed sage stuffing. Now I've got to ask: will you be also dressed as an elf for the general public?
I'm afraid not, because I won't be here tomorrow. I've got to go somewhere else. Santa's called me somewhere else, I'm afraid. So, no.
So everything is basically in the hands of the elf?
Yes, yes. Definitely, yes.
Lord Elphus.
What the elf?
It'll work. Do you have a web address? Do you have a social media page? How can people actually get in touch with Lime Tree Farms? And I see it's Lime Tree Pantry Foods, the factory shop which is open in Nottinghamshire, limetreepantryfoods.com.
That's right, the factory shop is actually in Ollerton, very near to the Sherwood Forest Visitors Centre, so not far.
We must do a location report with you in 2019. If you're happy for us to do that, we'll come along and do a location report.
Oh yeah, totally, please do, yeah, that would be great, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the day, take care, and indeed the rest of the weekend, and it'll be splendid.
Thank you, well, thank you very much, thank you.
With the music of ABBA in the background and a satisfied Kira now that she's actually had her official yellow belly sausage. So great news from that point of view. Kira, what are your thoughts now you've had time to actually meet some of the people, see some of the events that have actually been here? Any particular favourites or any particular highlights of the evening for yourself?
Well, honestly, I think the whole evening has been amazing. Like, there's so many different people from different backgrounds and stallholders, and I specifically loved the yellow belly sausage. It was amazing. But I like the idea of the honey stall that we went to, the blueberry honey.
Happy days, nice. Happy days.
Happy days, happy days.
And from yourself, Becky, your highlights, I mean, you're clutching your fudged up official Belgium chocolate fudge there.
I've just tasted one, the milk chocolate and Maltesers, and it's amazing. It's actually so good. And I'm not fond of fudge, but this is just so nice. I just really like the atmosphere here as well. Like, it's really, you just sort of, I know, you feel, yeah. You feel just really like one big massive community. And it's quite like homey feeling here as well.
Everybody will talk to everybody. It's not, you know, it's very a family feel. It's lovely, especially near Christmas time. Wrong.
And presumably you want to actually track down the person responsible for the snow globes.
Yes, I want to buy all those. If I was rich enough, I would buy all of those snow globes today, right now.
And Becky, any particular stand or gift area that you've sort of caught your eye on?
I don't know, you know, not yet. I want to go to the gin stand.
So in the classic lines, and I'm sure Sue Rice would appreciate the whole gin appreciation thing there, have you had a reasonably interesting location report?
Yes, I have. Yes, it has been. Thank you.
Have you had a reasonably interesting location report?
That is a very long word, but yes. Well, phrase. Yes, I have. It's been very fun.
Are you back again in the near future?
Yes. Yes, we will be.
See what I did there, Kira?
It just flowed off the tongue right there. Yes, it's been good.